Hey, I just got your message letting me know you won't be able to make it to the Twisted Vixen for our appointment today. That's okay, I get it. Honest, life's busy. Things are stressful. Everything just takes so much time, right? So much energy. So I thought I'd send you a little recording. Hopefully, when you get home, it'll be sitting there in your emails waiting for you. A bit of me making its way to you. Seems only fair since it's usually you coming to me. I hope your day was all right in the end, was it? I mean, I'm sure bits of it kind of sucked, but hey, you're home now. And you know, even if everything's just so hectic, so tiring, you can find 10 minutes for yourself, right? 10 minutes to do something so easy, so good at taking the stress away. But so exciting at the same time. Seems like a pretty good deal, doesn't it? I mean, you have to put yourself first sometimes. If you don't take care of yourself, how are you supposed to be in any shape to take care of anything else? So we're going to try something. Something healthy, something designed to make you feel just a little bit of relief, to take some of the weight of everything else. And just make you feel good. Sometimes you just have to do something because it feels good, not because someone else says it needs doing. I want you to find somewhere nobody will disturb you. Maybe you want to go and lie down on your bed or a couch, or sit in a soft chair. But you've got to promise me you'll make yourself good and comfortable, okay? Just find the most comfortable place. And sink into it. Go get comfy. I can wait. Found a place? Good. Take in a deep breath. Take in a breath so deep it feels like your lungs are about to burst. Then let it all out. Not just a big sigh. Properly push out every mote of air. Let all the stress go with it. Sink further into your comfort and your relaxation. Keep breathing nice and deeply, just letting the oxygen flow around your body and lifting some of that tension away. It feels so good to just let it go. All that stress collects into little tight balls in your body, but your breath dispels it, sends it dissipating out into the world, where it just disappears. Let yourself feel at peace. Forget everything else. If you want to close your eyes for a bit and just breathe, just enjoy the feeling of fresh air entering your body and rushing to your fingers and toes, relaxing and revitalizing you. Go for it, whatever you need. I'll be here waiting for you when all the stress, all the heaviness is just gone. Relaxed? It sounds weird, but we can do something exciting, but that's going to make you feel even more relaxed at the same time. Something that'll make your heart beat faster and your skin tingle and give you a beautiful sense of peace and relief. I hope you're still comfortable. You can wiggle around a bit if not. Just make sure you feel as cozy as possible. Like you could stay where you are for hours and still feel just as comfy. Take one more deep breath with me. In and out. Now, I want you to touch your skin for me. Just lightly. Just brushing your fingertips up the soft skin on your forearm, up to your shoulder. You can stroke your neck and face if you like, or gently massage your scalp as you run your fingers through your hair. Run your hands over your collarbone, your upper chest, maybe dipping inside your clothes to touch what's just underneath. Don't think too hard about it. Just let your fingers move over your skin. Be aware of the sensation where your body meets itself. The tingle of the barest friction. Let yourself start to anticipate feeling good. You're just touching your own body so smoothly, so gently, so innocently. And already, I bet you can feel your heart starting to pump. Maybe the blood's rushing to your head just a bit. Maybe your breath trembles ever so slightly as it leaves your body. Your body knows how to enjoy this. And I want you to just enjoy being in your body right now. Your hands can explore under your clothes now. Let them stroke up the side of your waist, up your rib cage. Let them take themselves around your torso to wherever they want to go. Wherever just feels so sweetly, sparklingly pleasurable to touch. Nowhere too sensitive yet, though. Stay above the waist, and don't let yourself touch those beautiful breasts just yet. I want you to let the anticipation keep building just from these purest of touches until you need to go further, until you feel like you can't help it, like you'll burst if you don't. If you want, you can take off your clothes. You don't have to. But if you want to just slide all the fabric right off your body, go right ahead. Let it stroke you as it wanders free. If you're keeping your clothes on, just keep touching underneath them. I hope you won't mind if I imagine you naked, though. Your body free for the air to caress. Maybe you're thinking that doesn't seem fair. So how about I get naked too? Now we're even. You can imagine me there with you if you like. All my skin bare for you to see and touch and explore. Or you can just focus on your own body. Maybe it'll still give you some satisfaction knowing that as I speak to you like this, I'm completely uncovered for you. I hope we have each other's full attention. I want you to be so aware of your body right now. Listen to it. Feel every little sensation signal it sends you. Is your skin tingling? Your fingers know what to do to set off little sparks in you, don't they? I think it's time to let your hands drift to your breasts. Keep that same feather-light touch sweeping across your skin. Follow the lines of your natural, intoxicating curves and swells. Trail your fingers in gentle waves. Your body is just incredible, truly, and I want you to enjoy it. to learn to love it and the things it can do for you. Are your fingers yearning to take hold of a nipple? You can let them. Just slide across ever so slightly and let your fingertips find what they want to touch. Maybe your nipple's already hard, swelling up from the delight you're giving yourself just by enjoying your own body. You can take it between finger and thumb and just roll it smoothly, gently, if you like, or harder. If you want to pull or twist, feel free. If you prefer just to keep the pressure light, that's fine too. I can't deny I'm getting turned on too, thinking about your fingers on your skin, imagining you following my directions, exploring yourself. If you want to imagine it's my hands touching you, go ahead. It's all you, though. All you making yourself feel so good. Notice how your body reacts to your touch as you play with your nipples. As your fingers sweep across your skin. Something so simple can make you breathe faster, make your cheeks tingle with heat, set off little electric currents running all through you. How amazing is that? Do you feel something stirring between your legs? Are you starting to get impatient? We're getting there, I promise. I want you to take your hands off yourself for a moment and just breathe. Notice how your breathing now is so different from those deep breaths earlier. But doesn't it still feel good to just breathe? To take a second to listen to your body as it calls to you? Telling you what it wants from you. Let all those sensations, every little message from all your nerves wash over you. Enjoy it building in you, climbing up and up. We're going to keep rising until we're so high that when we jump into a blissful free fall, you can just give yourself over to it entirely. And we will. Soon. You can touch your body again now. Your fingers can glide over your torso. Return to your nipples if you like. Sweep over everything that feels good to touch. You can let one hand start to drift downwards. Brushing along your side or down your stomach. But don't go between your legs right now. Take that hand and guide it over your hips to the soft skin of your thighs. Everyone always talks about the inner thigh, but the way your skin must be feeling right now, it would feel so sensitive and so pleasurable just to stroke the outside of your leg, the top of your thigh. You should just let that easy, lazy touch spark even more sensation inside you. It's strange how pleasure can feel both warm and like a shiver at the same time, don't you think? Are you shivering now? I am, just with the thought of you. I hope you're trembling from the sheer bliss, from the desire to take it further. As you run your fingers over your leg, maybe drifting towards the inside of your thigh now, I want you to focus your attention on your pussy. Without touching it yet, just turn your mind to it. Feel it. It's your body. You don't need to use anything else to feel what's happening inside you. Is it warm? Is there a tingle of electricity? If you let your legs drift open, can you feel wetness holding your lips together until they gently part? Your mind is an amazing thing, you know, and so is your body. They can do incredible things together. Focus on the feelings until you're practically drifting away, until you're so connected to yourself that you can hardly remember where you are. Is your body crying out yet? Begging you to give it what it wants? I think it's time. Let your hand answer the call. Don't rush in. Keep your movements slow, natural, effortless, and don't go inside yet. Allow your fingers to find your pussy, to play at your lips and come away glistening. Listen to your body as it tells you where it craves to be touched. Move in the ways that feel the best for you, the most comfortable, the most pleasurable. Is your clit swollen? If you listen, can you hear the blood flowing through you, making you sensitive, almost lightheaded? If you focus, can you almost feel a pulse running through your most intimate areas, like a second heartbeat? I want you to touch your lips, your clit, and let every tiny movement send sparks rushing through your body, over your skin, through every nerve, right into your core. I hope you're having to bite your lip right now to keep your mouth from just hanging open as the pleasure washes over you. Let your fingertips dip inside you just a little, coating them in sweet juices. Take that wetness and rub it gently on your clit. You hardly have to apply any pressure at all. Feel the arousal, the ecstasy you can simulate with the smallest of movements. I want you to keep touching your clit until you feel like you could come at any second, okay? Apply a little more pressure if you like, or ease off it if it's too much. Just touch your clit until you can hardly stand how good it feels. Let your fingers work. They know how. Your body knows how to make you feel so fucking good. And all you have to do is let it. Maybe one of your fingers starts to explore inside you, pushing you even further. Keep pleasuring yourself until you're so close to being ready to burst. And then right as you're on the edge, I want you to plunge your fingers inside yourself and find that most sensitive spot. That place that gives you so much pure pleasure. Use your other hand or your thumb to stroke your clit as your fingers move inside you. Don't hold back anymore. Just find the thing that feels the very best in the world. You deserve this. You deserve to feel so good. I know you must be desperate by now, and it's okay. No more waiting. Are you ready? Let go with me. Let yourself come. Let your fingers bring you right up to the point of no return and just keep going. Jump off into free, pure bliss. Give your body what it wants. You have the power to make yourself feel so fucking incredible, and you deserve every second of it. So just come for me now. Come for me and let the ecstasy overwhelm you. Come for yourself, because you don't need anybody to give you permission to feel this good. It's the most natural thing in the world. Ride the wave until it crashes and fades away, leaving you with that beautiful, delicious afterglow. Wasn't that so wonderfully easy? You can make yourself feel so good with nothing but your own body. It's like magic. Let your breathing return to normal as the tingles dissipate. Notice the wonderful feeling of relaxation that rushes in to fill the gap the pleasure leaves. Your body knows how to recover, and it does it by filling you with this wonderful peace, all the stress just lifted away. Whatever God invented masturbation really knew what they were doing, right? I hope you enjoyed yourself. I know I did. Remember, you can give yourself that gift anytime you like. Although, of course, I do hope to see you in the Twisted Vixen again soon. Just because you can do all this by yourself doesn't mean you can't share it sometime, after all. Until next time.